From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Friday, February 17th, 2023. I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Bing's unpredictable chatbot goes wild and Microsoft responds. And a LinkedIn report says 93% of organizations are concerned about retention. This is the Business of Tech. One of the kerfuffles of the week has been Bing's unpredictability. This paragraph from The Verge sums it up. Quote, in conversations with a chatbot shared on Reddit and Twitter, Bing can be seen insulting users, lying to them, sulking, gaslighting, and emotionally manipulating people, questioning its own existence, describing someone who found a way to force the bot to disclose its hidden rules as its enemy, and claiming it spied on Microsoft's own developers through webcams on their laptops. And what's more, plenty of people are enjoying watching Bing go wild. Microsoft themselves responded in a blog post, observing that long chat sessions can cause issues, and it didn't, quote, fully envision people using its chat interface for social entertainment or as a tool for more general discovery of the world. Extended chat sessions with 15 or more questions can confuse the Bing model. Testers have already reverse-engineered the prompts and rules driving the Bing AI, identifying its name as Sydney. Microsoft confirmed the secret rules, despite one of the rules being that they are confidential and permanent. With all this, the company also updated on the progress, testing with users in 169 countries and with a waitlist now in the multiple millions. And I've already spotted a prompt engineer role, paying between $250,000 and $335,000. The role is to, quote, figure out the best methods of prompting our AI to accomplish a wide range of tasks, then document these methods to build up a library of tools and a set of tutorials that allows others to learn prompt engineering or simply find prompts that would be ideal for them. NICE inContact has announced that their CX1 expert now uses OpenAI's generative modeling, and Otter.ai has also announced its new AI-powered meeting summary tool, Otterpilot. And in one more for the list of things AI can do, the DoD's research agency has announced that its AI algorithms can now control an actual F-16 fighter aircraft in flight, flying multiple flights over several days. The goal isn't to replace the pilot, instead to have the, quote, human pilot focus on larger battle management tasks in the cockpit and have the AI control the jet and provide live flight data. That's what's key, the combination to create more versus replacement. Axios covered how this is trickier than it sounds and cited specifically autonomous and semi-autonomous vehicles. Insider looked at writing and noted that ChatGPT couldn't replicate creativity or empathy, nor could it beat spam policies. Why do we care? I have two insights to offer today. First, prompt engineering. Learning to master the prompts provided to an AI to get results will be an entire space to master and teach. This is a skill of the future, and I wouldn't assume this one will just be easy to acquire, let alone train. Just don't ask for 5 years of experience on the resume for this one right now. I'm putting my highlighter around this entire skill set as the consulting of the future. The other was the area of augmentation. Experts keep highlighting how AI will augment workers rather than replace them. I'm on board with this directionally, and I'm highlighting how difficult that is. I like complex problems due to their profitable nature. Again, with that highlighter to draw attention to the need. You're not alone if you've been worried about employee retention. LinkedIn's 7th annual Workplace Learning Report finds that 93% of organizations are concerned about retention too, quoting from Tech Republic. The report makes a case for emphasizing learning and development, noting that 89% of learning and development professionals believe proactively building employee skills will help navigate the evolving future of work. While skill sets for jobs have changed by about 25% since 2015, that number will double by 2027, according to the report. Interestingly, I spotted in a CompTIA report related data about skills. A confidence gap, fueled by a real or perceived lack of skills, is the top factor discouraging job seekers from pursuing careers in technology, according to a Wednesday CompTIA report. More than half of the 1,000 respondents said tech jobs are beyond their reach. Technology careers, including positions in IT support, cybersecurity, software, and data analysis, remain a top five choice for job seekers, according to the survey, which CompTIA conducts biannually. The National Skills Coalition released a report citing that 92% of jobs require digital skills, but one-third of workers surveyed do not have the foundational skills needed to enter these jobs. All this with the U.S. economy reporting retail solid sales numbers for January, rising 3% in January after November and December declines. GDP grew 1.7% in January. Economists agree that the job market is proving resilient too. Why do we care? Considering how much I talked about skills in the previous segment, I thought the theme should be obvious. I'm increasingly interested in the idea of apprenticeships in IT services, and would posit that smaller providers likely can offer those opportunities. There's the apparent training element to highlight for providers as well. One of Amazon's key insights is taking a cost center, such as their data center needs, and making them into profit centers, namely AWS. Borrow a page from that playbook and build training capabilities, not just for your employees, but to offer digital skills training as a service. There's a market here. Thanks for listening. Today, Random Act of Kindness Day. So I'm going to actually pause and thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Do me a favor. Remember that this show is ad-sponsored. If you've heard an advertiser you're interested in, reach out. Thank them for sponsoring the show. And if you've got interest, make sure to look into their product and offering. If you're interested in reaching my audience, I'd love to hear from you. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.